Get your words here.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special meeting of the Forest Practices Board. Today's April 23rd, and this meeting has now been called to order. We have a brief agenda, which I hope everyone has had a chance to review. It's very brief, as all special meetings of the board are. I believe the custom is that we will have our minutes at the next regular board meeting on May 11th. Okay? So there's no need to deal with that. Starting with board introductions, I will ask, I think we have two members of the board joining us by telephone today. Let's see. Mr. Summers, will you introduce yourself, please?
Dave Summers, Snohomish County Council, representing Washington County.
Thank you. And Dave?
This is Dave Herrera, general public member.
Okay, thank you. And then to my right, please.
Welcome, Sherry Fox, representing the independent contract logger.
Doug Stinson, general public member and small forest landowners.
Anna Jackson, Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Tom Davis, Department of Agriculture.
Peter Goldmark, Commissioner of Public Lands.
Bill Little, I represent the timber unions.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tom Laurie, Ecology.
Norm Schaaf, general public member.
Carolyn Dobbs, general public member.
And for the record, I believe we have two members that are not here, either by telephone or present, and that would be the representative from the Department of Commerce. And I believe we have one other absent member, and that would be Dave
Hagawa.
Okay. So we have, just for the record, then we have 11 board members present, and obviously it is a quorum. So to get started then, we'll have an opportunity for public comment. I think we all know the issue before us is watershed analysis. We worked hard on this issue last meeting, and hopefully we can reach resolution today. Has anyone from the public signed up to comment? It would be exceptional if
It would be a special meeting.
All right. Scott Swanson, please. West Fork Timber. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Thank you, Commissioner. Members of the board, I'll be as brief as possible. I just wanted to have a chance to talk in front of you today one final time. First of all, thank all of you for working so hard on this particular issue that is so important to us at West Fork Timber, as I've spoken to you before in the past. In my comments today, I just want you to go ahead and be sure to note the two different letters, that the one coming from the services to the Department of Natural Resources, the other from the Department of Natural Resources back to the services. And just to make sure to be able to take a look at to see how what we went ahead and did what we were asked to do, and that was to try and talk to people in between the last meeting and this one to try and get to a point where we can move forward with a solution, and we felt that we could get to that point. So we hopefully you can go ahead and take a look at that and consider it as you're deliberating today, and please to move on a motion that would take the issues for the HCP holders and make sure that it has an opportunity to go forward with the adaptive management process, that that we're able to be kept whole and continue to do the things that we have been doing for the 15 years that we've been implementing our HCP that is based on watershed analysis, that we will continue to do the reviews and move forward with our process to protect public resources. Thank you.
Scott. Jim Lynch, West Fork Timber. Afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Good afternoon, members of the board. I'm here to support Scott and West Fork Timber and discussion of the various decisions and motions before the board today. And I would just like to summarize again what Scott said. We're thankful to the board for taking extra time to review these issues. As you will see in your packets, we have two letters now, a joint letter from the National Marine Fisheries Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to DNR and a response from DNR that was issued today. There were a lot of conversations over the past 3 to 4 weeks since your last meeting on this. Those letters reflect agreements between the agencies and West Fork Timber on how HCPs and HCP in particular should be dealt with through the adaptive management process. I think this is a good example of how parties can work together collaboratively when they're given the time to do so. We're very thankful for the opportunity to do that. West Fork recommends that the board adopt and endorse those recommendations that are contained in those two letters to you today. We also think it would be helpful for the board to give guidance to the forest policy group and the adaptive management process to take those letters into account during the adaptive management process. We fully support that. And again, we would like to just express our appreciation. We think this was a good outcome. This will result in encouraging parties like West Fork to take early actions, voluntarily benefit public resources. So with that, I conclude my testimony, and Commissioner, thank you very much.
Thank you. Adrian Miller, WFPA. How are you doing, Adrian?
Very well, thank you. Good afternoon, Commissioner Goldmark and members of the Forest Practice Board. I'm Adrian Miller, Washington Forest Protection Association. To begin, I wanted to thank the Commissioner and the Board for taking the time to attend this special Forest Practice Board meeting. As Jim indicated, providing this time to work through our concerns our members expressed with the proposal initiation for adaptive management at the last meeting will, I hope, pay dividends in the future by ensuring a more cooperative environment as we move forward in these discussions. WFPA would also like to acknowledge the significant efforts of the department in beginning to implement many of the consensus recommendations provided by the board subcommittee. I expect the staff report will provide you more detail in this regard, but I wanted to convey from the landowner community that this has been a true dialogue and collaboration, and it is much appreciated. Specifically, WFPA has three comments for the board in considering the action before you them today. WFPA supports the board endorsing the January 14th consensus recommendations by the board subcommittee on watershed analysis prescriptions. WFPA supports the board forwarding the proposal for initiation of adaptive management as provided in the board's materials for this meeting to the adaptive management administrator. And lastly, WFPA supports the board specifically endorsing the elements outlined in previous staff reports, including the concrete steps the department has taken in both initiating a process for review of watershed analysis prescriptions and specifically how the department is managing landowners with habitat conservation plans. Collectively, these elements provide a pathway to ensure that the existing rules are implemented and enforced while protecting resource objectives and providing certainty for the regulated community. Thank you.
Thank you. Miguel Perez Gibson from the Conservation Caucus. Good afternoon, Miguel.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. And good afternoon to the rest of the board members, and special congratulations to Tom Davis on his appointment. It's going to be very difficult to suck up to you, Tom. But I'll do my best for the good of the order. I just wanted to make a few comments regarding the action the board takes today in terms of the priority that you direct policy to get to this issue. And we would hope that you would direct policy to move as quickly as possible and to direct them to see this as their top priority. And we ask that because we think we can defend that task given the seriousness of the issue before us. A lot of our discussion, and I think a lot of the context around the issue has been around Endangered Species Act. But I want to go back to the reason, or one of the big reasons the state has focused its attention on landslides. And the law itself, when the law states that the system of forest practice rules that this board is supposed to establish that will achieve the following purposes, out of the 10 or so, there's about three that are related to this issue. From 7609.0101 is just reminding the board that to afford protection to forest soils and public resources by utilizing all reasonable methods of technology and conducting forest practices. Also, achieve compliance with applicable requirements of federal and state law with respect to non-point sources of water pollution from forest practices. And then, of course, as we've been dealing with, develop a watershed analysis system that addresses cumulative effects. And at a minimum, the public resources of fish, water, and public capital improvements of the state as public subdivisions. And then finally, the legislature further finds it's in the public interest of the state to encourage forest landowners to undertake corrective and remedial action to reduce the impact of mass earth movements and fluvial processes. And, you know, this goes back to 1983 when five people were killed in the flooding up in Lake Whatcom. One of the landslides resulted in a jury verdict against the Department of Natural Resources, which was accused of failing to maintain an old logging road that the agency eventually paid $2 million in a settlement. Just to remind folks, a couple of years ago down in Chehalis, it was months before the 3,000 or so folks were able to drink from their tap waters again as a result of the flooding. Although we can't blame or we shouldn't blame probably all of the effects on landslides, it was $57 million was the resulting damage to property, damage to homes, farms, and businesses. And as I look back over the record, since 1972, we've been talking about non-normal rainfall in the state of Washington. So I'm wondering when we're going to get normal rainfall. That seems to be something that we're addressing all the time. And since a picture's worth a thousand words, I'll just leave you with some photographs that are from the Seattle Times and the Bellingham Herald of shots from the landslides that occurred in Van Zandt, Lenoma, and Chehalis, showing pictures of the roadside inn, specific homes that were damaged, and roads that were damaged. So again, I'm passing this out because I want to emphasize what I don't think we've been talking nearly enough about, the capital improvements and threat to public safety. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Miguel. So that concludes comment by individuals before this board, and I think it might be appropriate now just to mention that I think when we close public comment on at a meeting like this, that should mean that all comment and all interaction, communications between the public and the board is closed at that time. And anything, notes, or any other means of communication are strongly discouraged. We will discuss this and many other issues when we come back to you in May. There's a subcommittee, which I think you know, has been working hard on bylaws, and we will have some recommendations for you at that time. This particular issue is embedded in those recommendations, but I thought it appropriate to mention it to you today, and hopefully you can respect that, and hopefully the public will respect the request as well. I was a little remiss earlier, and I'd like to make up for that by welcoming formally both Tom and Anna to the board, and to inform the board that both of them went through a very rigorous training about a week ago. And if seasoned board members have any questions about what process or procedure or how rulemaking should proceed, these are the experts.
They're fresh.
And I want to thank the staff for conducting this training. I know they put a lot of time and effort into it. We know that the policies and procedures and responsibilities of this board are unique and considerable. And so I think instituting this training process for new board members is valuable. And thank you both for taking the time for that training process.
Commissioner? Yes. Could I interject something else by way of thanks and so forth before we get into the substance, since we're remissing? I was remiss earlier because I couldn't figure out how to work it into a member of the general public, to say that several of us attended the CMER Science Conference a couple of weeks ago, and just wanted to say how wonderful the presentations were, and that it's really it's very heartening to see the adaptive management process at work and working successfully. And I just wanted to express my thanks to the scientists and the folks who are working on the CMER process to make our work too. So just wanted to give that thanks.
Okay, thank you for that reminder. That's an important part of this board's activities, the CMER process. So with that, we'll get back to the topic at hand, which is watershed analysis. We have a presentation from DNR staff on the recommendation. Good afternoon, Darren. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Mark's going to take you through the proposal, revised proposal of the staff recommendation. Before he does that, I just want to do a quick update on where we are with kind of the bigger picture. So if you recall, last time we met, we presented the process, the administrative process that we are working on to establish prioritization criteria, to determine a priority order for review of watershed analyses, as well as a standardized review process. That work is ongoing. I'll have another update for you in May, and we intend to have that finalized by your August meeting. We'll do another update at that time. So that's where we are on that topic. We are continuing to, if you recall the agreement that was announced between DNR and Weyerhaeuser at the last meeting, we are working very closely with Weyerhaeuser to flesh out the details of that agreement, and we will be able to give you a much more specific update on that in May as well. And then as far as the letters go that you received about a week ago, I think, and then today, related to watershed analysis and HCPs, in particular the West Fork Timber HCP that you heard about earlier in public comment, we worked with the services as well as West Fork to come to an understanding in their particular case, as was expressed in the letters, how their watershed analysis will work that is incorporated into their HCP. We are going to be looking to the review process that they have been using to inform our development of a standardized review process. But we are very satisfied, as well as the services are, with what they've been doing to date. They are one of the few landowners that have been regularly conducting their reviews, fully implementing watershed analysis. And we would expect that to continue. So I think the letters are pretty self-explanatory, but if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Okay, Mark.
Sure, question. Before you start on the report, we received this via email and hard copy, I think, I don't know, a couple weeks ago maybe. I don't have the exact date. Has there been any change since the one that was sent out?
To the proposal?
In the staff report. It doesn't have a date, and I've been on the road, so I just wanted to make sure I've got the current.
I'm just going to go over the revisions to it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. And I'm Mark Engel, and I'll present the new proposal initiation that's before the board today. As you recall, at the March 23rd special meeting, was it 26th? Staff presented a watershed analysis proposal initiation for the board's consideration to send to the Adaptive Management Program Administrator to initiate adaptive management review. During the meeting, stakeholder concerns were raised about the language describing the two issues to be presented to the Adaptive Management Program. Over the past several weeks, staff has worked with the stakeholders to address these concerns, and the proposal initiation that you received in the mail is that, a result of those discussions. The date, where it says insert date, is the date that we mail the proposal initiation to the Adaptive Management Program Administrator. So this is what you're seeing as the official form, which, when approved, we will put today's date. So in the proposal initiation, and without going through the entire document, there are two issues that we would like to bring forward to the Adaptive Management Program for them to review and then make recommendations back to the board. To quickly cover the changes from the last proposal initiation to this one, I'll just go through them. The first issue, it started with a point to, and again, we're asking for recommendations from the Adaptive Management Program to the board. So the first is to reinforce the concept that watershed analysis needs to be kept up to date. The second is to specify the entities with interest in maintaining watershed analysis mass listing prescriptions are, and it said before, are responsible for doing the review, and now states will commit sufficient resources to the review process. And then it's been added, in addition to the available resources provided by the DNR to administer the review process. And there's been another point added, and that is to determine how to address watershed analysis reviews where resources are insufficient to conduct the review. The second issue, the first point, is to give the DNR the authority to supplement mass wasting prescriptions, if necessary, prior to and during the review process. And for clarification, it's been added, with the rules process that is utilized in watersheds not subject to watershed analysis. And then the second point now states, give DNR the authority to withdraw mass wasting prescriptions within WOWs in which the required reviews have not been completed within specific timeline after initiation. But with those changes, staff recommends the board approve sending this amended watershed analysis proposal initiation to the Adaptive Management Program Administrator to review and then to initiate adaptive management review.
Thank you. I will remind the board before you start questions that at the end of last meeting we tabled the motion that was currently on the table at the time, before this board at the time. So we still have that motion to deal with. And I think with your approval, what I'd like to suggest is that we deal with that to sort of resolve that issue, because that motion would have supported the previous version that we have improved and has reached broad consensus amongst a number of the different caucuses during the intervening time. So I would suggest that maybe a motion from the original.
Well, I'd just like to withdraw my motion.
Okay. So the staff has put up on the screen then for your review the motion that was made by Tom to table the motion, and since he made the original motion, he can ask for that motion to be set aside. And with your approval, if there's no objection, then we can just do that.
Withdraw
the motion. That meet with everyone's approval? Okay, thank you. So that leaves it open now for the board to consider the current version, which I want to thank WFPA, Adrian. I'd like to thank Miguel and members of the conservation community and other members of the landowner caucus that have worked hard on this issue in the intervening time to find a resolution that was mutually acceptable. And I believe that's the state that we arrived at relatively soon after the last meeting. And it is basically the staff recommendation that is contained, that contains that consensus recommendation to this board. So we, different members of DNR and these caucuses met and resolved these issues. And so this is what is currently before the board.
Well, it would be appropriate to move this issue formally. I'll do that then. I would like to move that the Forest Practices Board forward the watershed analysis mass wasting prescription proposal, which is in front of us now in our packets and just described to us by staff, to the Adaptive Management Program Administrator to initiate the Adaptive Management Program review.
Second.
All right. Which Dave was that?
David.
Sorry, David.
And I know you're going to go into discussion, but let me just say I do appreciate all the work that was done on this by everybody, too. I think it's been appropriately enlarged a little bit so as not to constrain anybody in the process that we're looking for policy and adaptive management program to handle. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to note that
the motion is
actually...
It's like five parts.
Longer than the board
member. Oh, I see. Somebody was... Well, I just wanted to get this in front of us.
Okay. From the top. All right, I'll do the whole thing. Is that okay? Who seconded it? Dave? There's a sort of a longer motion here, which I'd like to change. Is that okay with you?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, man, I didn't want to do this.
Withdraw your motion.
I've been doing too much today. All right. I move that the Forest Practices Board endorse the consensus recommendation of the board's outstanding Watershed Analysis Mass Wasting Prescriptions Committee and ask the Commissioner of Public Lands to proceed with implementation of the recommendations as planned and reported at this and the March 26th, 2010 board meetings. Second, the motion that I just previously made, I further move that the Forest Practices Board forward the Watershed Analysis Mass Wasting Prescriptions proposal to the Adaptive Management Program Administrator to initiate the Adaptive Management Program review. And that's the document that was provided for us in our packets. The Adaptive Management Program Administrator is directed to prepare a recommendation per the Board Manual 22 and deliver it to the Forest and Fish Policy as soon as possible. The Adaptive Management Program Administrator, we need an acronym, shall present an estimated timeline for a response from policy and provide reports to the Board at each regular meeting regarding the status of the proposal.
David?
I second.
Okay, thank you.
I was making sure he was done.
Yeah. And furthermore, thanks, David.
All right, we have a motion properly supported before the board. Questions for staff? Comment? Norm.
Carolyn was first, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Carolyn.
My hand's small. Not easy to see.
I wasn't trying to look, yeah.
Yeah, right. I like the direction that we've gone and the results. The only nagging thing for me still is trying to get a little more focus on the timeline and to make sure that it's as soon as possible. Like this morning, the headlines of the Olympian talked about a settlement that the department had arranged with the folks out at the ranch house kitchen because of an allegation of poor forest management practices, whatever, that caused the demise of their business, quite a bit of destruction. And so it just brought home to me the urgency of trying to move this thing along as fast as we can because, you know, and again, in the paper it said unprecedented storm event. And I, you know, I'm starting to think, how many times does that be unprecedented before it finally starts being precedent? But that's another thing. And so that's what sort of bothers me in that last piece. I know you said in August you'll have prioritization to us. I like that. But is there any way that we can sort of get a little more so that, you know, the expectation's clearer for you, too, to help you with your workload management or the adaptive management administrator, actually, when Jim gets it? So,
well, I guess what I would suggest is that Jim will be reporting to you each regular board meeting and give you a status of the update of the discussions within policy. Recall that the board can intervene if they choose to at any time in the adaptive management program to speed things up, whatever. So there's that opportunity for you when you hear updates in May and August from Jim to find out what the status is, see if policy has come up with a schedule, estimated schedule to complete the work, and if you think it's inadequate, let them know that they need to prioritize it higher on their work list. So there is that opportunity to do that.
Right. It it brought home to me the vulnerability of some of these, I don't know if they're actually loopholes, but things that haven't worked out as they had been thought they would work, how they would have thought to have worked out. And so I'm trying to make sure that we address those things as soon as possible, because I'd rather my tax dollars go for something else.
Jordan?
speak in support of the motion. Appreciate the concerns that we brought up at the previous meeting, where we had hoped that we could have resolved this and avoided the second special meeting, have been addressed in this. And it's the benefit of some time. It's the benefit also of a lot of hard work on the part of the department and the staff that have worked with the stakeholders to listen to and accommodate those concerns that were brought up. So I think we have a better product with this, a better direction for the adaptive management program, and also now a process that landowners can begin that review of watershed analyses relative to the mass wasting prescriptions, that we can really get underway and address the issues of resource protection, which is what this is all about. So I thank the department, the commissioner, the staff, and support the motion.
Thank you. Sherry?
Just a process question, Darren. So does this mean, if the board votes in favor of this, that Jim will go the policy track of the adaptive management program, which means then he has to, first of all, ask those 7 questions? Is that what we're talking about as far as process?
The track recommendation would come from Jim. I'm not going to pre-decide what that is. That's Jim's role to determine and make a recommendation to policy.
Okay.
But yes, there are several questions within the board manual that Jim needs to respond to and then make a recommendation to policy. And one of them is which track?
Correct. Is it possible that that will be resolved by our May meeting?
I've been talking with Jim about that, and we're hoping to have a recommendation to policy at their May meeting.
Okay.
There's a lot to have happen now.
What date is that? What is their meeting?
May 6th.
Oh, just
prior to the meeting. So there are several questions in the board manual. It's not
right.
A small
no,
amount of work to do, but Jim said he'll do his best to try to deliver the policy for the manual.
I think Carolyn would feel comfortable if that happened.
Further questions? Further comment? Yes.
I just wanted to also speak in support of this motion and recognize the hard work, I think, especially on DNR's part, DNR staff. And Darren, just a quick question on to get to Carolyn's concern about the timeline, too. Without going into detail, full report, but can you remind the board of some of the other things on policies plate right now, just to refresh it? Not maybe a full scale.
We could ask Tom.
In terms of how
one of the policy co-chairs is here today, and I'm sure he'd be happy to enumerate all the priorities on the list. One of the top priorities, of course, is funding for the adaptive management program. So policy has a role to play there. One of the second highest priorities is clean water assurances milestones. Policy has a role to play in several of those milestones. And there are several other issues that issues that have been around for a while. So the board gave direction to policy some time ago to take them up and try to resolve them. These involve water typing, the type N issue, perennial initiation points, for some of you that recall those. There's a variety of things on the work list. All have high priority, particularly the funding and the assurances milestones. But those are just a few of the things that are on their work list and actively being worked on right now.
Well, I'd like to add my voice to those speaking in favor of this particular motion. This issue around protection of public resources, I think, was brought into sharp focus in the aftermath of the 07 storm. And this is one of many issues that this board and DNR need to address to make sure that we do that we fulfill our responsibility to protect public health and safety. And we know that's a really important duty that we have. So this action that the board is on the cusp of taking today is one step along that path to make sure that we are doing our utmost to make sure that all of the plants, the watershed analysis, are using current science. And so this will initiate a process where we can get those refreshed and done in an orderly fashion. And I think that's really important. And I'm, again, appreciative to staff and the caucuses that have worked to
resolve the differences and bring a product to the board that I think can be broadly supported.
Just a comment. I like this motion. I think the real test will be what the adaptive management group does with it. I look at this as a real test for them. Hopefully, it will be much better results than DFC. Here we go.
We can only go up from here, right?
We can only go up from here. So we'll be looking at it real close, that's for sure.
And I would just add that I too share the concern that Carolyn and Anna expressed about making sure that we work on this issue with all due haste.
Comment?
Tom?
Yeah, first, I'd just like to thank your staff for both their patience and time as they walked me through the elements of this proposal in the last week or so. It's been very helpful. I know that in talking to Brad Abey, who was the prior member, he had concerns at the last meeting with the time situation and didn't feel there was enough time for discussion. And coming down to this meeting, I think it's much easier for me than it was for Brad to sit, listen, and feel like there has been now enough time for good discussion, collaborative interactions. And I appreciate that, especially for my first vote. It makes it a whole lot easier for me to come. So again, but thanks to your staff and to you for sitting in our briefing.
It's always
easy. Is it always easy? Great. So anyways, you've got great staff and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And they have worked hard on this one. Further comment? All right, I'll call for a vote on the motion before the board to approve the motion as stated and as represented up there on the screen. All those in favor, raise your hand, please. Mr. Summers, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Mr. Herrera, how do you vote?
Aye.
All right, thank you. That makes it unanimous. Thank you very much. And again, my thanks to the staff for...
Yeah, good work you guys.
Yeah, for... putting the board in the position of making an easy decision. That's always appreciated. So, is there any further business to come before the board? Yes, Norm.
Yes, Mr. Commissioner. I have an additional motion that I would like to make relative to this subject, and I think that a copy was made available to Patricia so she can put it up on the board. And I'd like to make the motion and then speak to it if there's a second. That's okay.
Sure.
Thank you. I move that the Forest Practices Board endorse the recommendations of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Marine Fisheries Service, and the Washington Department of Natural Resources reflected in their letters to each other dated April 16, 2010, and April 23, 2010, concerning watershed analysis. I further move that the recommendations contained in the April 16, 2010, and the April 23, 2010 letters concerning watershed analysis be recognized and reflected in the watershed analysis mass wasting prescriptions proposal to be forwarded by the board to the adaptive management program administrator to initiate adaptive management program review.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion properly supported to carry out this process as identified in the motion. Discussion on the motion.
So if I could just, again, to describe the intent with this, if I may. The first purpose of this is to be sure and provide clear guidance to the Adaptive Management Program, the administrator, and Forest and Fish Policy relative to these letters, which we've all seen now, which are in our packets today and which we received earlier. Both of those letters very well described and supported the efforts of the watershed analysis mass wasting prescriptions used in the habitat conservation plan, specifically those of West Fork, as meeting these concerns that have been raised relative to mass wasting prescriptions, and that those that their use of those is achieving good results. This
recognizes the work of not just West Fork, but all those that may be involved in the HCPs that are utilizing the prescriptions, that are utilizing the reviews, and that are achieving good results. We have often said that it's important to provide incentives to recognize good operations and not to disincentivize those that have put forward the work by creating additional rules and hurdles that they must go through. The intent of this is to simply to make clear to the adaptive management program that we, the board, endorse those letters, that as long as those HCP holders are doing what they say they're going to do, there is not a need for further consideration by the adaptive management program. And again, recognizes that the board, the Department of Natural Resources, the federal services, and those companies have all worked very closely together in order to achieve these results. And so, again, this is simply an endorsement and direction to the adaptive management program, endorsement of good work and recognition of good work. So that's the purpose of the motion.
Thank you for that explanation, and I want to thank you for providing my staff and I with this motion some time, a little bit of time in advance, so that we could look at it and also integrate it into our system. Last meeting, I looked at something that was provided 10 minutes in advance, and so I appreciate this sharing this in advance of that. Other comment on this motion? I think I would ask my staff. Darren, have you had a chance to review the proposal?
I can go first if you like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I did take a look at the motion, and while I understand the issue, the concern that it's trying to address, I think it's unnecessary. As far as the department is concerned, we've addressed the issue through the exchange of letters with the services, and I think we have a good understanding of the services and with Westport how this is going to move forward in their case. If you look at the letters, there are no recommendations in the letters. They're simply an exchange of understanding. And the services, as well as ourselves, acknowledge that this is an HCP by HCP issue. For West Fork, I think this is pretty easy because they've been doing the job. They've been implementing large analysis and reviews. For other HCPs, we're going to have to take a look at them, see how large analysis is incorporated into their HCP, whether they've been doing the reviews, how they want to handle that going forward and work with the services and each landowner on a case-by-case basis. So in my view, this is, while nice, completely unnecessary for the board because there's no rulemaking involved. The board is obviously a rulemaking board and you are in charge of the adaptive management program, so you have to take action to initiate those types of reviews. But this, in my view, is unnecessary.
Thank you. Carol?
Well, that was when the comment came up during public testimony. I pulled it back out because I couldn't remember recommendations, so I thought I must have missed something. And so I just glanced over them again. And they really don't have recommendations. And I sort of had the same thought that Darren had, that I like the idea of, to the extent possible, looking at some of the modeling that we've been provided by the successful HCP watershed analysis reviews, and to the extent possible use that in some type of template. And I also like the idea that you know, recognizing the good work can provide some peer pressure to other folks who've not, for whatever reason, done their reviews. And so that's just my puzzle. I just wasn't quite sure what it was we were being asked to do. I appreciated the letters. I think they were very helpful. And I hope that this success can be an underpinning for future successes, but I don't mind we vote on anything.
Tom?
Yeah, I have to agree with Carol on this.
I really appreciate having this on the board, incidentally. I'm sorry for the folks on the phone, but looking at this, I was thinking, well, maybe that second half might make sense. But the first part of the motion, you know, endorsing recommendations, I'm not sure what that really means. I'm not sure what the recommendations are or what the board endorsing something would really mean down the road. But I do believe, as Carolyn is saying, that the adaptive management should, the process should move forward fully cognizant of these letters. You know, so I, and that's to me, I think, what the second part of the motion might be saying. So, you know, but endorsing recommendations, I would need those spelled out, I guess, and need to understand what endorsing them actually means for the board. So
I forgot to add, Mr. Chairman, the letters certainly can go as part of the packet. If you recall, one of the last questions asked for related information, and we can tag it on to that. Certainly forward it on as part of the proposal.
It should be part of it. Yeah.
Can that be the motion?
Sherry?
I kind of think what Norm is looking for is to solidify the HCPs that have done a good job and are doing as they're supposed to be doing. And I do understand Darren's concern about, you know, HCP is different and different landowners respond to review processes differently maybe than Westport. But we talked about this at great length in our subcommittee, that we wanted to ensure that companies that were doing things right were not going to be punished by additional reporting or writing or prescriptions. And I don't think that we've really, you know, made that a motion or endorsed that, so that the adaptive management administrator understands that that's part of what we would like for them to be looking at. And I think that's where Norm was trying to get us. Am I off base here, Norm?
No, you are correct, and that's the particularly the reason for the first part of endorsing the recommendations. As a board, we can do more than simply create new regulations. We are also empowered to look at incentives. That is part of the ways in which we can achieve protection of public resources. And this, I think this fact of endorsing simply is one aspect of that, one very small aspect of that, that does say, here's a process that has worked, continues to work, and that the DNR and the Federal Services agree has worked. And we as a board endorsing that, you're right, it's not perhaps absolutely necessary that we do that, but is it doing any harm by us endorsing a process that has worked and that has been successful and that could be used as a model, as Carolyn said, for others to follow? If we can support when a company or a group of companies or a process has done the right thing to achieve public resources and publicly say so as a board, I think that's a good thing. So I would urge the support of the motion.
Substitute motion.
Well, I think we need to deal with the motion that's before the board at the time. I agree with my staff that I think this goes beyond what's necessary and sets perhaps a bad precedent for us dealing with issues landowner by landowner. And that I'm a little reluctant to speak against the motion because I want to support what West Fork has done. But at the same time, I think it's really unnecessary and in some ways a little cumbersome for the board to try and do something that it really, I mean, there's no authority for the board to have any weight here. If it chooses to write a letter to the company or to the services commending West Fork for what they've done, I think I could support that. I certainly can support sending the letters forward that have been generated through this process to adaptive management. But I worry that the board is trying to get involved in sort of the weeds a little bit more than it should. And so on that basis, I'm speaking against the motion.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to clarify that the rule cited in both letters, the letter from the services and the letter from DNR, provides the department an adequate tool to accomplish just what Board Member Schopp was describing, in my opinion. There's flexibility built in as long as there's an approved conservation agreement. There's flexibility built in for the department to work with that landowner and the services to accomplish what Board Member Schopp just described.
Further discussion on the motion?
Yes, Bill.
I'd like to, looking at this letter, I grew up in a lot of these watersheds, and I can say nothing but good things. City of Morton gets their water out of Conley Creek, and they have gotten it out of Conley Creek as long as I've been alive, and that's 65 years. And West Fork has done an excellent job of taking care of it. I live within 100 yards of Silver Creek right now, and they've done a good job. That comes right to the heart of their timber lands. And, you know, there's no recommendations that I can see other than just pat them on the back and say, you know, you guys have done. This is what we want you to do. You've done it without whipping you either. You know, they've stepped forward. So I think that's the way I look at that motion, is we're patting them on the back for doing something that they really were supposed to do, but nobody held their feet to the fire on it. And that's just what I'd like to say.
Would you allow me to modify my motion?
You propose to amend your motion?
Yes. Just to strike the first paragraph and to strike the word further in the second paragraph. Let's see if there's support for that.
All right, so we have a motion to strike the first paragraph and remove further from the second paragraph.
Maybe state it for folks on the phone.
So are the folks on the phone aware of this amendment and what it would do? It would strike the first paragraph and just essentially leave the second paragraph absent the word further.
Yes, and I would support, we want to make sure we include the letters and forward them on to Adaptive Management Program. I think that's appropriate and a good thing to do, the letters from the services.
Okay.
That is what that's the second paragraph does.
Right.
That's essentially what it does.
Oh, I see. I got it. All right.
Okay, is there a second for the motion?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion properly supported to amend the motion as shown on the screen there. Is there further discussion on the motion? Yes.
I have a question for the board. Would you consider changing the opening sentence to say something to the effect, just that the letters get forward, because there really is no recommendations in those letters?
That's fine. Change the word recommendations to letters. The
letters dated.
Yeah.
The letters dated, yeah. Concerning. Yeah. That actually sounds better.
Then you're going to strike letters further down?
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I'm sorry. But that's what I assumed I was seconding.
And then you get the word that they get rid of the second word letters.
Yeah, the second one.
That's
acceptable.
Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Is that acceptable, David?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Dave Herrera. Can they don't have the benefit of an email.
Would you like me to read it?
Can somebody read the amended language to me, please?
I'll be happy to. The amended motion would say, I move that the letters dated April 16th, 2010 and April 23rd, 2010 concerning watershed analysis be recognized and reflected in the watershed analysis mass wasting prescriptions proposal to be forwarded by the board to the Adaptive Management Program Administrator to initiate Adaptive Management Program review.
Thank you.
Okay. Further comment on the motion? Now it's an amended motion.
I think I already spoke to it, so I'm stuck now.
You are.
I like it.
Anna?
One more comment. Sorry, probably the lawyer in me, but can we specify who the letters were from? Because that's what we're missing from the first paragraph.
We have the date for letters.
Yeah, sure.
No, just the letters.
Just the letters.
The old letters.
Whatever.
No, it's not the lawyer in you. It's the concerned board member. Okay. I think that's a good, that's another, is that a friendly amendment?
Yes, yes, most certainly.
Carolyn.
So, I think I'm okay with this. Type of motion I was going to propose was to commend the good work represented in the letters and to include the letters and the record for this board meeting in what was forwarded to the Adaptive Management Administrator. This still feels a little bit too directive to me in a substantive way, but I do want to definitely recognize the good work and to make sure this record from the two letters in our meeting go forward so that it's on the desk when the manager or administrator when we start working on this. So I'm still a little.
So this has raised my comfort level a lot more.
Yes, no, it went the right way.
I think this is something that I can probably support because it removes that problematic first paragraph. Further discussion on the motion. I think is the language acceptable now to you, Anna? The reference to the services in DNR?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I have a question. What does it mean that it be recognized and reflected in the mass wasting prescriptions proposal?
That's the substantive part that's bothering me.
Because if we're talking about now forwarding these letters so they're part of the package, is my understanding. The way I'm reading it seems different than me that now we're recognizing and reflecting them within those prescriptions, that proposal that we're moving forward. So am I reading that wrong?
Can you make a suggestion as to how we might amend it to make it more accurate of our discussion and the intent?
I wonder if we can't just, would it change the meaning too much to just strike
the whole third line?
Yeah, third, fourth line down to be forwarded. Do we need the reflected in the mass wasting prescriptions proposal?
We could either do that or we could be more precise and say that it will be included in number five in the proposal, which is a list of the information that the administrator should consider when developing his recommendation.
So that language to be added to item five in the proposal initiation.
And then not have this at all.
Well, no, it would be hard to make the motion. Direct staff to include it in the bulleted list in item five of the proposal initiation. Then the letters will be attached to the proposal initiation and forwarded to the Adaptive Management Programs.
So then we just change that to say move the letters that are be included in recommendation number five from staff.
Mm-hmm. Is that acceptable, Norm, if we sort of rework that to make it clear what part of the recommendations it's attached to?
So it would simply be if I understand it, the motion, the way it is stated there right now, and to say that it is included as number five in the adaptive management proposal.
Yeah, I would basically replace the highlighted part there as we just described, be included as within item number five of the adaptive management proposal.
And for clarification of the board, it's on page 3 of the proposal initiation. And number 5 just says available literature, data, and other information supporting the proposal.
So this would be part of that,
yes,
that screen.
I like that.
Question is just normal. Be included within item number 5 of the descriptive.
How's that look to you, Melissa? Okay. So, I will read now for the members who are coming in by telephone the amended
The amended motion is, I move that the letters dated April 16, 2010 and April 23, 2010 from the services and DNR concerning watershed analysis to be included with item number 5 of the adaptive management proposal. David, is that acceptable? You were the seconder of the original motion.
This is good.
Okay. All right. So this is much more clear than what we're doing. Any further comment from the board? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. Mr. Summers?
Aye.
Mr. Herrera?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. I think that makes it unanimous again. Thank you very much. I think that's a good outcome. And that completes our agenda for today. Thank you, everyone. And thank you particularly to the staff for your forbearance and for your help moving this process forward. We are adjourned.
Bye, Dave. Bye, Dave.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.